Watch it, Rinnegan, I said to the grunt who'd just pushed me into my cell with more force than necessary. The MP, whose name I didn't care to remember, kept one hand on his sidearm while using the exterior wall panel to shut my door. Overkill, if you asked me, since he had a buddy watching me like I might somehow attack at any moment. You know the drill, prisoner. Cuffs, unless you want to stay in them all night. Ooh, kinky. We haven't even decided on a safe word yet, I drawled. His threat wasn't empty, though, so I turned and stuck my hands into the open slot. My bonds came off a moment later, leaving me with sore wrists. I barely pulled my hands free before the slot closed with a snap. My keeper waited for me to turn back around, then grinned. Hey, Riker, you know what the going rate for drug running is, right? Especially in those quantities? I bet you're gonna tell me. A nice long life on one of the indentured service colonies. Letting out a low whistle, he angled a look at his partner. They won't get much out of that junker of a ship we impounded. Most of that will go to his fees anyway. The ridicule rankled, but I knew it was just to show me who was in control, as if I needed a reminder. They had me dead to rights on so many counts that I'd never see my ship, let alone slipspace, again. Not wanting to give them the satisfaction of seeing me squirm, I let out a yawn. Let me guess, you didn't do it, he prodded, clearly trying to get a rise out of me. That's what they all say. I just leaned against the wall and stared back with a bored expression. Go ahead and act tough, the guard sneered. Guys like you always do, but I know your type. You need to be out there. He jerked a thumb over his shoulder, indicating outside the station. Free. How long do you figure it'll take for them to break you? I'd wager a week's pay that you off yourself before a year is up. When my only response was to close my eyes and let out an exaggerated snore, his partner murmured something under his breath, something that sounded like, he's not worth it. At least one of them had some sense. The sound of retreating footsteps told me they'd finished taunting me. Next thing I knew, an automated voice was announcing it was bunk time. My eyes shot open to see the glass partition had been frosted over, though it gave me no illusion of privacy. I couldn't see out, but they could see in. The lights went out then, leaving me in complete darkness. My cell didn't even have a holovision to catch up on my shows, just a nameplate to identify the prisoner's salience. Cole Riker, 26. Laying back on the metal cot and breathing in the stale recycled station air, one thought stuck in my head. The guard wasn't wrong. Renegades were a breed all their own. We needed freedom the same way we needed oxygen. Even Jace Hughes, the renegade who found the long-lost Earth and started his own faction, got to where he was by doing what he wanted, giving his middle finger to the Union at every turn. The Sarkon Empire, too. The two biggest forces in settled space had been bested by a mere renegade, all because he refused to bend the knee. Then, in a show of leadership that took the galactic population by storm, Hughes had brokered peace between all of them to fight off an alien race intent on exterminating humanity. We'd won, and the Alliance was born. The three entities retained control over their own territories while regularly working together under the peace treaty. 3 years had passed since then, and Jace Hughes was still considered a hero in most places. I wasn't Jace Hughes, but I was a renegade through and through. Being locked up and working in some labor colony was a death sentence. The tight feeling in my gut refused to ease up as I contemplated my next move, because one thing was for sure, I would find a way to escape or die trying. By the next morning, I had yet to come up with a way to get off the station that didn't involve me getting a worse sentence, or dead. If they continued to feed me the same slop I'd gotten for breakfast, I wouldn't mind the latter. An opportunity would present itself, I just needed to be patient. I figured the assholes would keep me locked up tight until it was time to transfer me, so it took me by surprise when a new guard came soon after I finished eating, suspiciously soon, which made me think he'd been watching. Riker, you've got a visitor, he said in an unreadable tone. The amount of people that would visit me could be counted on one hand. That number dwindled drastically when you factored in my current location. Went to zero, in fact. Pass, I said, then arched one brow. Unless it's your sister. He didn't even blink at my attempt to get a rise out of him. If anything, the man looked at me with pity in his eyes.